Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back here on the KNC Masterpiece, Kevin. As
well, they did
Jason
not waste
Garrett
any time with that.
Waste any time to get that thing out of the way, because he's got important business to get to, Kevin. He's got important things that he has to accomplish right now. The one thing I do know is that the thing that's permeating throughout that locker room right now is Jason Garrett speak. And all the things about their focus, how to get their mind right, that's where they are. They truly believe it. I hear people say brainwashed. Whenever I see it on the fan text all the time, Jason Garrett has brainwashed these guys. But they believe that Jason Garrett truly believes in everything that he's been preaching throughout his entire existence as the head coach of the Cowboys. And so they feel like if they follow through, because it's led to success in the past, you know, it's not that they've won the Super Bowl, but they've had success by doing the right things. And they feel that Jason Garrett, if they continue to listen to him and do those right things, will give them the opportunity to be in position to win games.
Let's transition from the Cowboys to the Rangers. We bring in Jared Sandler on Sunday. Jared Sandler swinging for a cause, charity extravaganza to benefit Special Olympics.
Whack,
and I want to
talk... Whack.
I want to talk more about that in just a second, but in the meantime, I want to talk about giving all the money to Anthony Rendon.
Yeah, let's do it. It makes a lot of sense, guys, because the Rangers have certain needs, and sometimes you look at them from like a positional standpoint. You need a third baseman. You need a this position or that position, but it goes beyond that. You know, they got a need for a right-handed bat. They got a need for a bona fide superstar. And even though Anthony Rendon doesn't necessarily have the superstar personality, he doesn't play to the cameras, he's not all about the glitz and the glamour. If you look at his numbers, he's got superstar production now over the last 3 years. He's a right-handed bat, a third baseman, and that checks a lot of boxes. So it's not a surprise that the Rangers are interested. They have the money. It's a matter of whether, you know, they evaluated in a way that it's worthwhile spending that money on him. But, you know, it makes sense that they're favored, or it makes sense that they're, you know, really in the mix. And, wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple weeks we got a new shiny toy at third base. And, you know, if it's not Rendon, you know, it could be someone else. I don't necessarily think Miguel Andujar is as likely. You know, the Josh Donaldson thing, that conversation's interesting, but there are a lot of reasons why the Anthony Rendon of the Rangers rumor is, you know, more than a rumor and something that seems like could make a lot of sense for both sides.
Now, you said that, you know, the Rangers will have some determinations to have to make. Do you feel like, you know, having that meeting with Boris kind of means that, like, they've already decided if they can win the bidding, this is the guy for them?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, as you guys know, Scott Boras is so tough to predict.
Yeah.
And what makes this offseason interesting to an even greater degree is that who are the big free agents? Anthony Rendon, Gerrit Cole, Steven Strasburg, and maybe to a slightly lesser extent, Zach Wheeler. Those are all Boras guys. And so how that's going to play out will be interesting. Boris tends to wait, but maybe he doesn't wait as long for a guy like Rendon, who personality-wise, as I mentioned, isn't a glitz and glamour guy. He's not going to milk anything for attention. He's a guy who likes to play baseball. And he does the media stuff because he kind of has to, and he's a stud, but he just wants to play baseball. And he seems like the type of guy who would just want to get something like this done. And, you know, the Rangers and the Nationals and other teams might have the same years and same value, but how do they come up with the money? Is it front-loaded? Is it back-loaded? Is it deferred? Is it, you know, just straight up? And, you know, those sorts of things can be separating factors. But I do think that the meeting is an indication that this is more than a pipe dream, or more than just, you know, putzes like me saying, hey, this could make sense. this is legitimate, and the Rangers, I think, are ready to be big players, not just this offseason. I think the next few offseasons are going to be really exciting as they kind of kick it into high gear to build what they hope to be a World Series contender. I don't think they felt like they were at the right time to do that in the past few off seasons. That's, you know, I think a big reason why they haven't spent as much. I think they feel like they're within range. They're within striking distance. And when you're within striking distance, that's when you're typically more comfortable giving out these big deals.
The Rangers pitching situation, is Gibson going to be, is Gibson going to be good enough for this team, or do they still need to say, okay, we got to figure out if we have young depth here?
Yeah, I think what Kyle Gibson does, like if he's your three, you're probably a little underwhelmed. If he's your four, you're cool with that. And if he's your five, that's awesome. Because you got a veteran established pitcher who has a track record of eating innings as your number five starter. And that's a really good rotation. If he's a four, it still could be a really good rotation depending on what's ahead of him. You know, if it goes some combination of Mike Minor, Lance Lynn, Zach Wheeler, and then Kyle Gibson with one of the young guns battling out for that fifth spot, that's a great five. And the reality is, you know, they're going to go more than five deep. They're going to start 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe even 11 pitchers throughout the year. And with those young guys, they're all under control. So you don't have to worry about, you know, and they don't like to hear this. They all want to make the opening day roster. But, you know, for a veteran like Jason Hamill last year, I know he ended up retiring after they gave him a spot on the roster, but they gave him a spot on the roster because had they not, he could have opted out and he wasn't going to accept a minor league assignment. Thus, you not only lose him from the major league club, you lose him from the organization. With the Colby Allards and the Brock Burks and these young guys, you don't have that risk. If they don't make the major league team, they go to AAA. They continue to get experience. They're young. They're not behind schedule by any means if that were to be the case. And then when someone gets hurt or maybe they pitch their way to the big leagues, you bring them up. So Kyle Gibson kind of gives the Rangers some security because the more of these young guys you have in the rotation to start the year, that probably means your depth beyond those guys is going to be weaker. And it's also asking a lot for some of these guys to shoulder the load. You're not rushing them along. You give them time to come up when they're ready. They hatch when they're ready to hatch, as opposed to because there's a need, like there kind of was towards the end of last year.
Jared, we've been known as the party bay, according to most of the people in the world right now, for the Swinging for a Cause. We got Mike Adams, we got Brian Broaddus, and Craig Ludwig hanging out with us. Let's talk. Yeah, it is the party bay, everybody. So I want you to give everybody the reason and how they can bid on this bay and everything else that they can help out with Swinging for a Cause.
Yeah, well, and you also have the party king of DFW, Jonathan Shippy Shipman,
absolutely,
now in the mix. So that's kind of like, you know, the Golden State Warriors adding Kevin Durant.
So in a couple of years, we're primed for a fall. I gotcha.
I don't know who's going to tear their Achilles on Sunday, but my money is definitely not on Shippy. I think he's still in his prime physically and from a party standpoint. But yeah, so during the show and really throughout the day, you can call 877-881-1053. Someone will answer the phone and just place your bid. I think the bidding starts at $600. So with the bid to play in your bay, you get to hang out with the three guys you mentioned, Broaddus, Mike Adams, Craig Ludwig, and those guys go hard too. You know, Kevin and Corey will be there. Shippy will be there. And then there are plenty of celebrities who are going to be there, not necessarily tied to a bay. You'll get a chance to hang out with them, like Michael Young, Drew Pearson, guys like that, former Cowboys Super Bowl MVP Larry Brown, and you got guys on the Rangers and people from the Cowboys and whatnot. And you get to play golf, you get to drink, you get to eat. It's a lot of fun, all raising money for kids with physical and intellectual disabilities, so we can really make a difference within that community and help continue to give these kids opportunities to grow, you know, in our society and be able to get the type of support that they need.
Well, I'm currently winning two of your auctions, so I very much appreciate the vast variety of auction items you have, all for an awesome cause. Thanks, Jared.
Well, I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
Jared Sandler, Sandlot, Swinging for a Cause, Sunday at Top Golf.